And welcome everyone to the world famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm General Galen Shaw.
I'm Bud Dickman.
And I'm Robert Leonard. Here's Phil Henry.
Thank you very much. We have with us in studio Tom Catton, who is... Tom, how are you doing?
Hey, this is wonderful. I haven't been invited into the studio that much.
Well, when was the last time you were here, Tom?
Well, the last time I was here at the Phil Henry Studios was probably in
2000.
In the 2000.
In the 2000s, in this century.
Oh, yeah. No, I know that, but I relate to everything as if it's still 19. So it would have been, what? What year do you think it was, Phil?
I guess, Bud, do you know, or...
I got it here. The show log, it was 2013. Okay, so that would be 1913.
Well, why can't you say 2000?
I can. It seems odd. Doesn't it seem odd to you? It's getting difficult for me to get used to it, but...
Well, it's been a few years, Tom.
It has. But thank you.
Are you doing okay?
I've been better. As you know, I had the health wagon, and that didn't pan out the way I wanted it to. I took the wagon from different businesses where I had health juices, and we had healthy sandwiches. Everything was oriented toward what was nutritional.
Well, what were some of the What were,
God, Jesus.
You all right?
Am I all right? Is she all right?
Margaret clears her throat.
Yeah, Margaret clears her throat in a weird way.
No, I do not. Excuse me, Tom, but I did have something stuck there.
Yeah, what was it?
Do I?
Bud, shut up.
Do you know what he just saved you from?
All right.
Tom, as I was saying, you served sandwiches, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, I was saying that.
Well, what kind of sandwiches?
What were the sandwiches that,
Well, you guys don't remember. You used to have me on
the website.
Yeah, on the website once a week.
I don't, Tom. I remember you had Tom Catton's Health Wagon. You did juices. It's been a long time.
Well, primarily the Tom Catton Health Wagon. We had juices, and we had sandwiches.
Now you're talking about sandwiches or sandwiches?
What does he think I'm talking?
Talking about sandwiches, General.
All right. I had sandwiches, and I...
Are you okay? You want to sit down?
I'd like to sit down, yeah.
What's going on with you, man? I mean, you don't look as if...
It's been a very, very tough several years. I lost my business because people, I guess, were not into the health food thing as much as they used to be, you know?
Tell me about that. I want to know about what you served, how the business went. Was there a time when you saw an upswing?
Yeah, we did. At the very beginning, we had an upswing of business. I'd say... things were good the first couple of years. We made some good money, but then it tapered out because all we were serving then was water and...
And you had some kind of a health shake.
Yeah, we had a health shake, which was chocolate milk. Excuse me, it was a chocolate ice cream, milk and water and crushed ice.
How is that a health... That's a health shake?
It was ice milk. That was it. That's what made it.
That's what made it a health... thing.
Look, if you guys want to come in here and start just leaning on me...
I'm sorry. I'm very, very sorry.
We are sorry, Tom. Go ahead.
So then I said, we have the health shake.
Again, the health shake was ice milk?
Chocolate ice milk. Am I stuttering over here or what?
Yeah, you know, you should be grateful, Mr. Catton, that we're even talking to you.
I am. I'm sorry, Phil. I apologize.
You know, you seem to be on edge. The last time we talked to you...
Yeah, the last time we talked to you, you were a very happy man.
I was very happy, and then it happened.
What happened?
Well, they eventually legalized medicinal marijuana in the state of California, and I got a hold of a medical marijuana license because I felt it might make me, you know, help me sleep or something. And I went down to one of the outlets, and I got some marijuana that they said would help you sleep. And I began to smoke it and smoke it and smoke it. I smoked.
So you sat around all day smoking weed?
Well, not at first. I would smoke it at night, and then in the morning I'd get up and I'd blast one up, you know, for want of a better word.
Man, blast it up. Sounds like you're almost conversing with it, you know.
Oh, get a load of the big word on you.
That's right. No, it's a big word. You got a problem with that?
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Got a problem with that? I know some big words.
I might have a problem with that.
Well, you're not going to have a problem with me. Understand?
Oh, my God.
Do you understand or not?
Wait a minute, Bud. That was pretty intemperate of you, Margaret.
I know big words. So anyway, as I was saying to you, Mr. Catton...
Should I... hold on for a minute. Margaret, back the hell off. Bud.
Sorry.
You talk to me like I'm something that walked into the room with a short skirt, a feather duster, and I'm going, ew, sticking my butt out at you?
What the hell are you talking about, woman?
Don't you call me woman.
Wait a minute, wait. I'm going to have you guys leave the studio in about 2 seconds if I can't have some decent interaction here between you and you, okay?
Who's you?
You.
Okay, Daddy.
You? And you mean me?
Yeah, and I mean you too.
All I said is he used a big word.
Okay, Margaret, he can use a word like conversant. What, is he not supposed to know that?
I thought it was unusual.
All right, so the boy knows an unusual word. So what?
Go ahead.
Bud?
I wanted to ask you, so why were you being so intemperate with a behavior of a marijuana?
Well, I mean, I started smoking it, and I liked it. You know, I got high in the morning, and on weekends I'd get high all day, and then when I got home at night on work nights, I would be getting high in the morning. And pretty soon I was, you know, knocking off. Maybe I had Rudy or Cassie or one of them take over the wagon.
So you were not working hard.
I was working hard. I mean, I would just take some time off. I was smoking a lot of pot. And so you're smoking a lot of pot. Who advised you to get to... Did you get any medical advice or from a doctor to smoke weed to help you sleep? Well, no. I'd been doing some reading, and they said it was a good way to do it.
Okay, so now where we're at here is that when you say, and then it happened, it was you getting addicted to weed or something?
I believe I did.
Well, you can't get physically addicted to marijuana. You were psychologically addicted?
No. I believe you can get physically addicted to marijuana because I know that I did. I know that I did.
Well, look, what is the truth here? Now, people get psychologically addicted to weed. They're not going to get physically addicted.
Yeah, it's not physically addicting.
Oh, well, you're telling me? I'm the guy that lived it, okay? I sat there for 3 or 4 weeks, and I smoked. I was smoked a lot of marijuana, and I began to think a lot of thoughts, okay? You're not me. You don't know who I am. You don't know the things, what I've been in, the things what I've been through. Look at that. There's a hole-in-one. I just saw that.
There's the 29th hole-in-one in the USG, in the Women's Open history.
Are you guys going to get to this interview, or are you going to sit there and spank it to some young, beautiful Korean golfer? Yes. But nonetheless, some young
moon, you know?
Isn't that cute?
Wait. All right, hold on. We're just noticing she had a hole-in-one, Margaret. It's a big moment in sports history, okay? This is the 29th hole-in-one ever in the history of the U.S. Women's Open, so.
Yeah, okay, well, I'm sort of with Ms. Gray on this one. I'm sitting here pouring my heart out to you. I'm about to tell you that I was smoking so much marijuana.
All right, we get it. We're sorry that we interrupted with that little news flash.
So, can I go?
Go ahead.
All right, so, then it happened. And
well, what happened?
What happened was I started to smoke a lot of marijuana, more marijuana than I should, and the result of that was I'd be sitting around all day just smoking marijuana and watching TV, and smoking marijuana and watching TV, and I saw a lot of talk shows and all kinds of things. You start thinking about your life, and I probably was being sort of just slovenly and decadent in my own personal behaviors. I laid around half the time.
Go ahead.
I'm half the time masturbating. And
what for? Because you're high on the weed.
You're getting high and you're watching talk shows and you're masturbating.
Yeah, but the thing that I really want to tell you is that I believed that I needed a sex change operation.
You believed you needed a sex change operation.
Yes, I did. And before all of you weigh in with lots of humor and at my expense, I sat there and I felt that I was a woman in a man's body.
Now, how much of this had to do with all the weed you were smoking?
God, dude, that everybody says that and no one understands. At the time, you may be right.
He may be right. Don't you understand, son? This had to do with you smoking all that weed, laying around masturbating, and now you think you're a woman.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I did.
Do you still?
I don't. I'm sure that I'm not. But I, you asked me about that period in my life.
All right, go ahead. So you started thinking you needed a sex change.
I started thinking I needed a sex change operation. And I continued smoking a lot of marijuana. And I was off of work there for about 2 weeks. So I told Janice, who's one of my workers, I said, I'll take over the wagon again. I'm going to get back out of the Tomcat and Health wagon. And they were taking it around, and they were doing okay business. And we had just started making the sandwiches. And I came up with an idea of this pickled beef tongue, which is very good. Have anybody ever had it?
I actually had it when I was a kid. I liked it. As a kid, I really liked it.
As a kid, you liked it, but it's no good anymore because you're all grown up.
Dad, don't be so defensive about it.
Yeah, what is the... Don't worry about it. It's fine.
It's okay. I understand. No, I'm not putting it down. It's just when I was a kid.
When you were a kid, what?
That I liked eating it when I was a kid. I don't really eat meat anymore. I eat a little bit of meat because I've got this hypertension problem, so I have to eat fish. I need protein that is low in salt and low in sodium, so I eat fish.
Okay, but I'm talking to you about my...
I know that. So you did what?
So the beef tongue, I thought we'd have beef tongue with pickles, lettuce, relish, mayo on a butter bun.
So what was this?
This was the sandwich, the new sandwich that I made up.
Oh, okay. So this was a specialty sandwich.
Yes. And the health aspect.
Yeah, because we have to, what is healthy? You had Tom Catton's Health Wagon, Tom. These things that you were making had to have some relevance to healthy eating.
Yeah, and I felt they did. I thought the pickled beef tongue was a far better preservative for meats than just like canned tuna or something. I don't know what I was thinking at the time, and much of it had to do with my marijuana use.
Yeah, so I was going to say, you're still using weed. You smoke a lot of weed?
I was smoking it every day, yeah.
Okay, and that's when you came up with a pickled beef tongue?
That's when I came up with the idea for the sandwich.
Right, that's what we mean.
I don't like it when people say you came up with a pickled beef tongue, because I had spent a lot of time...
You were spending a lot of time masturbating, as you said.
Yes, sir.
And so the idea that someone says to you, you came up with a pickled beef tongue, what does that mean?
It was the nickname that I gave my penis. I'm sorry.
All right, let's take a break, because there's a lot of stuff happening here. Tom Catton is with us. Tom Catton, first of all, I want to tell all of you listening... I did a rather extensive pre-interview with Tom. I know he's not kidding about any of this. A lot of you people might be thinking this is one big gag. And Tom, you have shown me doctor's reports.
Yes, I did. I showed Mr. Henry. I was given my medical records, and also part of that was a psychiatric report.
And what did they find out about you?
That's none of your business. God.
Wait a minute, Wilf, you know.
Well, if you want me to believe that you believed that you needed a sex change.
I believed I needed a sex change. I'm not saying whether I actually did. I don't know. I felt as if I was a woman at that time in a man's body.
All right, so you're smoking all this weed. You think you need a sex change. You made a pickled beef tongue sandwich as a health sandwich. But you don't want to hear anybody say pickled beef tongue came up because that was the nickname for your penis.
I know.
You gotta understand. It sounds
pretty radical, and I have to, you know, in step with Phil, say there's a lot of people right now that think we're kidding and think you're kidding.
All right. I mean, you know, let me say, I know you have to take a commercial, Mr. Henry.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you can think I'm kidding if you want. That's fine. It's my life. I've lived it. I'm Tom Catton. Mr. Henry remembers me. I was on his website. I had a show. At one time, I had a pretty good show, and I had a lot of...
I remember you as being a pretty happy-go-lucky guy, Tom.
I was. I was a very happy guy. And then I started smoking a lot of marijuana, more and more marijuana than I smoked. I stayed home. I masturbated too much. I thought that I was...
Do you still believe you're a woman in a man's body?
I don't know. I don't know.
You, what do you mean you don't know, man? I mean,
well, don't get angry.
I'm not getting angry, dude, but that's not anything that people are not clear about. So if you're clear...
You don't know, Mr. Henry. I mean, Mr. Cat and me.
Well, what I'm not familiar with the phenomenon in terms of how it is something, how it arrives in a person's mind. What happened? You were smoking marijuana one day and thought you were a woman.
Yes, I thought I was a woman. But that I would say that more often than not, I don't feel that way anymore. I know I'm a man. I feel good.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Not right now, but I'm very, very interested in a young lady who's on the current route that I have. I work for another lunch truck company now. The Bliss sisters, they have their lunch wagon, so I go out with them, and I'm very, very much interested in a young lady on the route that we service.
Okay, she doesn't work for the Bliss sisters.
No, she's a hairstylist, and we park the truck in their parking lot, and a lot of the stylists come out, and they'll buy the piled pork sandwiches that we custom make for them. And
what do you mean custom make?
The young ladies, they have specific needs and desires for these sandwiches.
All right, just let's take a break, Phil, because this is, I think, and I think I speak for the audience, this is an awful lot to digest. We're talking with Tom Catton. Tom, at one time, had a show on the Phil Henry Show website, Tom Catton's Health Wagon. A lot of it had to do with healthy juices, and eventually you were selling foods as well, as you say, sandwiches.
Correct, yeah.
And then your life really ran into some difficulty, and we're talking to Tom about that.
Yeah, well, you said that you want to be a woman.
Let me do this.
Let Margaret do it, bud.
And we'll get back to what it is that Tom's talking about after these messages.
Hey, how you doing? It's Tom Dobka, and I wanted to remind you to get the Phil Henry Show website, a backstage pass. I'm on the phone because I'm in my office in Chicago, but I take a backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show website is what the doctor ordered for these very difficult times we're living in. It's difficult. You know, you don't know. You don't know what's going on, and what will be, will be. That's my philosophy. What will be, will be. But until that happens, you know, get a backstage pass, enjoy many of the comedies, the different comedies that they have there. Here's General Gaylord Shaw.
General Galen Shaw.
I'm sorry, General Galen Shaw, to tell you more.
Yeah, get to the backstage pass by way of the world-famous Phil Henry Show website at philhenryshow.com and get a year or a month's subscription, and you'll be glad you did. A backstage pass, the greatest value online other than porn.
Yeah, do it, and don't spank it, just thank it.
Yeah, welcome back to world-famous Phil Henry Show here from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Our special guest, Tom Catton from Tom Catton's Health Wagon. All right, and welcome. That's the Vivisectors, and we've had the Vivisectors a couple times on the show today. That one's called The Great Serpent. And welcome back, folks, to our show. Tom Catton, for a couple of years, was on the Phil Henry Show website with the Tom Catton Health Wagon. He is with us back, telling us about his life since those days, and he's had some tough times, Tom has, and he's telling us about that. And if I could recap, Tom, you had your health wagon, and then you were doing pretty good in business.
Yeah, that is right. I was doing a fairly good business.
And so then things just began. When you say you started smoking marijuana, it was because of
it was a sleep issue.
So you were having a hard time sleeping. What doctor? Were you consulting with any doctors?
I had not. I thought about talking to Dr. Jim Sadler. I was getting to know him because he was on your show a lot.
Yeah.
But I decided that in doing some reading, and I watched a couple of television shows about how marijuana could help you sleep, and I went over to the dispensary and got some.
Right. Did you have a medical – because you said this was a medical – dispensary, right?
Yeah, I did, and I really don't want to say how I obtained that because they're people that I want to protect. But
so you illegally obtained this marijuana from the medical dispensary?
I don't think I illegally did. I got a prescription for it.
Well, if you had a prescription, why would you be reluctant to say who the doctor was?
I just don't want to.
All right, fair enough. So you had a prescription for medical marijuana.
I had a prescription. And I got it, and I started to smoke marijuana and to help me sleep.
Did it help you sleep?
What?
Did it help you sleep?
Yeah, did you get to sleep? Yeah, I slept pretty good, and then the next morning I would wake up and I'd start to smoke a little more. And I started watching TV, and I'd realize that I was not, you know, I wasn't going to work, you know. And I said, well, so I called up Janice and some of the ladies that worked for me. I had three girls that worked for me. I said, you guys just take the truck around. And I'm back at my apartment.
Masturbating.
Yeah, pretty much. Masturbating and watching television. And about a week in is when I started to think, maybe I'm a woman in a man's body.
Why would you think that? Did you think that the marijuana was doing that to you?
the marijuana was making me think what?
Did you, was it the sedative, hypnotic, or whatever, the effects of the marijuana, was it making you fantasize about you being a woman?
Well, no. I mean, I thought I was having some clarity. I smoked, I got an ounce, I got some of these BC Bud marijuana cigarettes. I smoked about a half of the pack of those, and I started to think maybe I needed to have a sex change.
You needed to have a sex change after smoking half a pack of marijuana cigarettes.
Yeah. Okay, we're here with Tom Catton, and Dr. Jim Sadler is joining us on the line to, I don't know if Dr. Sadler ever remembers talking to you, but let's see. Dr. Sadler, do you, Dr. Jim Sadler, so you're...
He's taking a bath.
I'm right here, Phil.
Okay, I have Tom Catton on the phone. I know that we're kind of calling you at the last minute. Do you remember talking to Tom Catton?
I remember Tom Catton. Tom, how are you?
Oh, hello, Dr. Sadler. Hi, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt your evening.
Well, no, it's fine. What's going on, Phil?
Well, what's happening is we have Tom here. He started smoking marijuana, and not only was he smoking marijuana, but he then, at some point, decided that he needed a sex change operation. Was he talking to you at all during this time?
Well, okay, I'll just jump in for a minute.
No, I don't remember.
Let me jump in, Dr. Sadler. I didn't really inform you. I had talked to you about sleep problems I was having, but I don't ever remember. You didn't recommend me smoking. I think I just came up with smoking marijuana from a friend of mine.
I didn't talk. I remember you and I discussing random health issues that you might have. But you understand, I'm in the middle of taking a bath and relaxing here a little bit. So is that all right with you?
That's fine with me. It's fine, Jim. Dr. Sadler, I mean, just go ahead.
But I don't remember advising you on marijuana. But I think you had said that you had a difficult time sleeping.
Yeah. All right, so what do you think about that? Okay, so here's the situation, Dr. Sadler, and maybe a psychiatrist is more in keeping. He smoked a lot of marijuana, then thought he needed a sex change.
I smoked a lot of marijuana the first week, and it helped me sleep.
I was going to ask you, so it did help you sleep?
Yes, it did. It did help me sleep. And then I started thinking I was a woman.
All right, so this was a thought you were you, let me guess, you spent a good part of the week masturbating?
Yeah, I did.
And you're familiar with this, doctor?
Is this a phenomenon that you're familiar with, Dr. Sadler?
It is. What happens is when marijuana becomes readily available and men especially start smoking it in lieu of going to their job, they sit around and masturbate and start to think about, I wonder if I'm a woman. Just crazy things like that, because you don't have anything to do, but you're bored and you think there's something wrong with your life.
Okay.
So
that's pretty much what happened to me.
All right. So it's not unusual. Do you think you still are a woman, or?
I don't think so, but maybe I do.
Because I will tell you honestly, Phil, I have been to, I, as you know, I snorted Norco for about a month until I had to check myself into rehab. But during that period of time, I thought that my parents had landed here from another planet. In other words, I thought that I was born of aliens.
Right, well, this sounds like drug addict stuff. This sounds like crazy talk. I mean, this sounds like something that a drug addict is going to think.
Well, that may well be, General, but understand something. I'm not crazy. And the Norco that I snorted, I don't think had anything to do with me believing both of my parents had originated on another planet.
Was this? Do you think this was something as the result of something logical in your mind?
I think it was very logical. And I don't know, I probably shouldn't have brought it up because it occurred to me while I was snorting this hydrocodone.
Let me ask you something, Dr. Sadler, before we get off the topic here of Tom Catton. So you believe your parents come from another planet?
I never say that. And I had asked Bud to tell you
You said the last time, you didn't say this time.
I'd ask Bud on occasion, don't have Phil never say to me my parents are from another planet. What I said was, I believe my parents are of alien origin, and therefore I have DNA, or whatever I got, you know, because I don't even know what I got. Do you understand?
Yeah, okay, Phil. All right, we're getting really out there, because my problem has more to do with, obviously, it has to do with me.
No, I know that. I know. I don't want to take up too much time. If you're sitting there thinking you're a woman because you've been smoking too much marijuana, I would say don't smoke the marijuana. In my case, this was not the result of me abusing hydrocodone. This was resolute thinking on my part.
Okay, so you're trying to tell us that you started...
I'm not trying to tell you anything, General.
Wait a minute. You're trying to tell us that you started thinking about your parents of alien origin, and that was independent of you snorting, as you said, this Norco?
I was inhaling hydrocodone particles.
You were snorting Norco.
You were snorting Norco. I knew I didn't want to come on your program.
Phil, all right, we're gonna jettison this interview, okay?
Well, all right, Phil. But I have to tell you, it's extremely unfair to start. Hold on for a minute, wait. Oh shit!
I mean, if you brought me on to clown me...
No, you know full well we didn't do that, and I apologize for that. Tom Catton is our guest. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Get the world-famous Phil Henry Show website subscription.
Hi, this is Dr. Jim Sadler. And, you know, when I'm not clowning around with Phil, I am with my patients. I'm very much into the histories, the lives. I'm very much into the health and the well-being of my patients. But when I'm not clowning around. But when I am clowning around... I love to talk to Phil about his website, the world-famous Phil Henry Show website. It's full of hours and hours of his classic comedy show, his radio show pre-2006, and then post-2006, the netcast, the webcast, and so forth.
Take it from Dr. Jim Sadler and others. A backstage pass, a subscription to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, can add years to your life.
Get it at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. PhilHenryShow.com.
That address again.
PhilHenryShow.com. How many times?
PhilHenryShow.com. And welcome back, everyone, to the world famous Phil Henry Show here from the El Pacifico in Southern California. I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm Bud Dickman, and now back to Mr. Henry.
That's interesting. That's kind of a handoff.
It's something we've been thinking of doing, and Bud, very good.
Thank you.
Margaret Gray, Bud Dickman, General Galen Shaw, Robert Letter, myself. We have Tom Catton with us. We just spoke with Dr. Jim Sadler. And we're talking to Tom Catton, who is a longtime contributor to our show, about some tough times in your life.
Well, and you know, let me just jump in and say this. I didn't want this to be all about the time I was smoking too much marijuana and I thought I needed a sex change. But I wanted to focus on my own failings, you know, as a...
Well, this time, you were in business... And you were going under, weren't you?
Yeah, my sandwich truck and the health wagon was going under.
Now, since that time...
Yeah, since that time, you are now working for the Bliss Sisters. I work for the Bliss Sisters. They're great employers. I make sandwiches and I make the health drinks that I feel are good for people.
Tell us about what are some health drinks that you make?
Well, I use whey protein in a lot of the things that I make. Chocolate or vanilla or coffee-flavored whey protein and water and crushed ice.
That's it?
Yeah.
Don't worry. That's fine.
Jesus.
Look what you did.
I'm sorry, Mr. Catton. I really am. I'm sorry.
Never mind.
I'm sorry. It sounds really good. Can I get one?
Yeah, you come over to wherever the Bliss Sisters are. I don't know where they're going to be.
Well, you know what, Tom? Apologize.
I am sorry, sir. I just...
No, it's okay. I mean, everything I do, people criticize.
Well, it's... Can I just say something to you, Tom? Because I know you to be a man of... a man is so much interested in health and everything. The whey powder, the crushed ice, and the water, what if you threw a banana in there?
That's a possibility, yeah.
A banana would be good, or you could throw in a banana and a strawberry.
What if you put in a banana and four strawberries?
Why four?
It just seems that strawberries are what, Phil?
Strawberries are 6 calories each. Banana's about 120, so 624. There's 100 and how many calories in the whey powder?
About 130.
It's a little over 200, you know, maybe 300 calories for, but that's a full meal.
It is a full meal, the whey powder, and that's pretty good. So, what is it again?
Put a banana and four strawberries, then the whey powder.
Yeah, and then crushed ice.
Yeah, crushed ice, put water in there if you want. be probably too much calories. You could put milk.
Oh, I could put milk in it, too.
Yeah, you could put milk in it. Tom, I thought you knew about these things, you know.
What don't I know about?
Never mind.
Look, all I know is I'm just now at a point where I'm pretty sure I'm a man. I'm pretty sure that my sexuality is correct. And
are you still smoking marijuana?
I've cut way back.
But you're still smoking it.
Yeah, I'm still smoking it. You know, things in life...
Well, you know what? That's giving you all the problems. You started smoking all that weed, and you think you're a woman, and you're masturbating.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds bad.
Yeah, and you lost your business.
Yeah, that's it, man. You lost your business, so you weren't paying attention to business.
Well, you know what? How could a guy that talks like you...
Don't put Bud down because he talks funny. You don't sound all that bright either.
Thanks a lot.
All right, Margaret.
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
It's okay.
Tom, listen. Stop smoking the dope, okay?
I've cut way back.
Stop altogether smoking weed. You need to get into therapy.
Well,
you need to get into therapy and you need to...
You need to get into therapy, son, and start figuring out what's wrong with your life. Stop with that marijuana. Are you still masturbating all day long?
I've cut back on everything. I've cut way back on masturbating and on smoking marijuana.
Do you still think you're a man in a woman's body?
What?
I mean, do you...
He means a woman in a man's body?
I don't think I am. No, I think I'm okay there, but...
Mm-hmm.
My nose itches.
Here's a tissue.
Thank you.
Tom, I really want to see you on the mend, man, because the last time that we talked to Tom Catton, you were together, man.
Yeah, man, you had all kinds of great ideas for the Health Wagon, and you had your own show and had on guests and everything. I know, and I feel bad about it that all I do is sit around all day long going, hee, Jesus.
Well, son, you know, you got to get a grip, and I'm not trying to be funny.
Well, that sounds like you're trying to tell a joke.
No, I'm not, but you've got to get a handle.
No. God damn.
You need to get your life together, okay? Forget the get a grip stuff.
Sorry.
You need to get your life together.
Don't I know it? I know it. I'm sitting around all day long, masturbating and going, am I a woman?
And 10 years ago, you had a business.
Indeed. See how you're making fun of me? See how you see? Do you see?
Yeah, I see, man. All right, Tom.
Well, you're just disgusted with me now.
No, Tom, we just have to get going, okay? The show's over, and we got to get going.
We got to go and reflect on the things we've heard.
What? What are you? You trying to chump me or something?
Nobody's trying to chump you. Bud's saying it the best way he knows how. I appreciate you being on the show.
Can I just stay here and watch you guys break down the equipment?
Yeah, okay. You can, you know.
I mean, I don't want to be a pain in the ass.
Yeah, let the kids stay.
Okay. You can stay, and thank you very much for being our guest, Tom Catton. Tom Catton's Health Wagon.
Well, the old Tom Catton's Health Wagon, but the new Tom Catton Health Wagon is going to be back. Right now, I work for the Bliss Sisters.
Yes, you work for the Bliss Sisters, and they're out and about at different businesses in the Los Angeles area.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, Tom, we appreciate you being with us.
Oh, I like this music.
That's Tom Catton from Tom Catton's Health Wagon. And
I'm masturbating and thinking he's a woman.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Never mind.
Well... Can I be on another show? Can I be on another show?
Yes, you can be on another show.
Which one?
We'll let you know.
Well, I got some openings here.
Wait a minute. We'll let you know, Tom, all right?
Okay. Oh, I like this. Do-do-do, do-do-do.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry. What's wrong?
What are you looking at me for?
No reason. By Phil Hendry, Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.
Sounds very Asian, doesn't it, Mr. Hendry?
It does, yeah.